This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back to What's On Your Mind, live from America Fest. Oh, my gosh, is this any fun? Today, final day, a lot of great events. Kayleigh McEnany is going to be on the stage. Heard of her before, Kev?
Oh, yeah, big fan.
Congressman Madison Cawthorn, I love his story. Phenomenal, one of the heroes of the last midterm election. And, you know, Andy Biggs said that when we had him on last hour. We forget, but there has been, you know, a surge of Republicans in Congress even before the worst of Joe Biden kicked in, and Congressman Madison Cawthorn was one of those. Charlie will be back on stage today, and of course, Kayleigh McEnany, who's just so sweet. We talked to her yesterday. She's just genuine and real and not full of herself, and there's so many people here like that. I mean, I've come to these events, oh my gosh, that's my teens, really, right? Because I've been on radio since I was 12. I hate to admit that, but love the business, doing talk radio since 1986. And I've come to a lot of these events, been to Washington, D.C. 90% of the people who are the quote-unquote stars that you encounter love themselves more than they love anything. And that kind of sickens you to the core. And I'm at the point in my career, I don't need to be here for the big names. I like bringing them to our audience. I'm here for the people. But it's really fun when you do find people who are instrumental to the conservative movement, just how so many here are very real. It's not about them. It's about the future of the country. And that is really, really cool. It is. Brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. Okay, Omicron. Now what? How about some air exchange? How about taking the bad stuff out of your air and putting good air in? They do it every day. HATandSons.com, indoor air quality experts. All right, this guy you're going to love. Check Basobic is sitting next to me. That's Polish. I think it's Polish. I'm going to ask him, is it Polish? I think that's Polish. But he is amazing. He is a new media warrior. He's with Human Events. And, of course, a good friend of Charlie Kirk's. You hear him regularly on the show. Hey, Jack, how are you doing anyway?
Hi, great to be here. Why, this is just been a whirlwind here at America Fest with so many patriots. And what blows me away is everybody's under 40, everybody's under 30, you know, these are kids in many ways. But when you see the size of that crowd, and look, and I don't mean this as a slight or anything, but I've been to a lot of Trump rallies. I've never quite seen anything to the scale of what Turning Point and Charlie and the team have put together here. And to say that he's outdone himself would be an understatement, because it's like he took what SAS and the Teen Summit and
every CPAC,
Women's Leadership, and just rolled them all into one. Yeah. It's like, that's what I keep feeling like. It's like every event has been rolled into one. And this really has been a place where I believe that patriots are standing up, because, and I don't just say conservatives, because I've had people come up to me, they say, Jack, look, I'm a liberal, I'm a moderate, I'm a centrist, but I'm here. I'm here because you have an energy and you guys have a drive, and there are people on the other side where, you know, look at it this way. You know, you guys might not be my tribe, you know, politically, but this is my country. They feel compelled to be here. And I think a lot of people felt compelled to be here, especially living in the times that we are. And I think it is a testament to Charlie and the entire amazing team at Turning Point that, you know, I spent the week here doing my show out of Turning Point's offices. And actually, Charlie let me use the studio. So, you know, I would go in the morning. He said, Jack, I show up at 10, so you show up at 8, you know, kind of thing. So I would go in at 8. Do my show, do Human Events Daily, package that up, send it out on the podcast, send it out on Turning Point Live, and then Charlie gets in at 10, but then I'd say, hey, Charlie, good to go. But then Charlie go, hey, Jack, caught some of the end of that show. Why don't you side saddle with me? And then so now here I am, I'm hosting with Charlie. And it's just, it's amazing to him, and I feel so blessed that he's willing to be able to share that platform and to look at the work that he's done, but the way that he also, he's constantly giving back to people in the community, to people in the movement, helping, you know, kids come here, subsidizing, and people don't realize how much he does, by the way, subsidizing tickets, putting money back into the movement, and then really just to be always thinking of what can we do next? How do we get the faith community involved? How do we get schools involved? How do we, you know, come up with parallel systems to combat what's going on around the country? I mean, this guy is constantly moving, and I don't think anyone understands, even I didn't really understand that until I got to kind of, you know, spend some more time day to day. I mean, I've interviewed Charlie, I've been on the show with Charlie, but, you know, when you see what it's actually like behind the scenes, this guy, he's like a shark because he's constantly moving forward.
Yeah, and the kind of shark we need on the front lines, being a warrior, building a movement. And we've seen conservative movements in the past, but this one seems to be much more grassroots, you know, sort of bottom up, doesn't it? I mean, it's really motivating people to just take their part in this fight.
Well, I think that you saw some of the grassroots populist movement grow up from the Tea Party era. And I think that I would be remiss to say that if I didn't credit a lot of that to Andrew Breitbart and to the legacy that he created, and he showed people the way. He showed people that it was the power of independent media fighting back against corporate media, and that's not necessarily left versus right. It's about up versus down. It's about the people who have power lording over the people who don't, right? And then it's how you put your values first, and instead of having loyalty to some nameless, faceless, amorphous regime, you have loyalty to the people that are the men and women and the children, the backbone of this country, the people who actually live here now, the citizens of this nation, the, you know, the words that used to actually mean something, the citizens, the workers, the families, the believers of this nation. And so I think it really was Andrew that came in, changed the game, and then, you know, people, he, of course, along came people like James O'Keefe, who, you know, worked directly with Andrew and has now been, you know, carrying on that torch of investigative journalism. And then Charlie has really picked up the mantle of organizing and building. And you're now seeing, I have to hope, and I do believe that Andrew is looking down from above and he's smiling when he sees all this the way it is now.
Yeah, and I'm a radio talk show host in the upper Midwest, live in Fargo, North Dakota. Andrew Breitbart was a dear friend of mine. I mean, we texted back and forth. We talked at every one of these conferences, and he was just a kind soul and such a great warrior. And you're right. I think he's seeing all this, and I also believe you lose a guy like Rush Limbaugh, a force of unbelievable magnitude, Donald Trump, but both of them have sort of inspired people to say, hey, it's up to you. Don't wait for us to lead you. Do it.
What's amazing is that, you know, and I was a Rush guy. I started listening to Rush when I was in college. And then just, I was hooked from the first time I heard him. I literally hooked because I finally said, there's finally somebody out there who's saying the things that I'm thinking and isn't afraid to say them. And that used to be the joke about, you know, ditto heads, right? You know, that, oh, well, everyone just agrees with Rush. No. Rush agrees with me, and he's given a voice to the things that I didn't think you were allowed to say. But what I don't know that everybody realizes is that back in 2019, in December, so Turning Point traditionally holds an event in December, and a lot of people, and this testament to Charlie's strategic thinking was that a lot of people said, what are you doing an event that close to Christmas for? That's crazy. Nobody will ever come.
Unless you want college kids.
Right. But Charlie realized, no. College kids are free for about a week before Christmas and a week after. So if we time it just right, that we catch them at the front end of that Christmas break, we can fill them and pack the room. And they used to do them in West Palm, now they're in Phoenix. But I don't know if people realize this, that the very last event publicly that Rush Limbaugh ever did, and Rush Limbaugh was infamous for not doing a lot of live events. He did have the hearing issue, and that, I think that actually prevented him from speaking live a lot. The very last event that he ever did was a Turning Point event just before Christmas, and I believe it was 2019.
And just think about that. And he spoke highly of Charlie, obviously, and has said things on and off the air pretty incredible. Could Charlie Kirk be the voice on the radio, be the next movement in a way Rush was?
Well, I never like to say that someone's the next someone else, but I would say that, you know, getting to know Charlie the way I have, I would say he's the first Charlie Kirk.
he is, and he's learned from some good ones, including growing up in Chicago, listening to the one and only Rush Limbaugh.
Ah, that's 100% right. No, everybody, look, and that's the beautiful thing about conservatism, right, is that we, you know, people say, oh, you conservatives, you just want things to stay the way they are. No, I say you're misreading it, is that we have respect and reverence for those who came before. We understand that we're standing on the shoulders of our ancestors, of our peers, of the people who have gone before us. We understand that this civilization that we have, the society that we have, isn't here because of us. It was built by people who went before us, who have now passed on and now passed it down to us. They've bestowed it upon us. And so it's up to us then to preserve what they have built, reform if we need it, right? Reform if it needs be, but have that kind of respect and reverence for what was built and who came before.
Man, that is a great plan. That is spot on.
I mean,
yeah.
We're not done talking to Jack. I know we got to go to a break here, but I agree with you, Kev. I just sit here nodding my head listening to him the whole time. It's pretty amazing. And I want you to know how to follow Jack, Pasovic, if you haven't yet. He is now, I forget, an owner or, you know, the lead editor at Human Events. Human Events, for a long time, was like a more conservative National Review. You remember that? And they have a lot going on at Human Events right now. So we'll tell you about that, his Twitter feed, and also how to spell his name. Because it's hard to find him. I was always P-R-O, and it's actually P-O-S-O-B-I-E-C. But anyway, more coming up from America Fest, Phoenix, Arizona. Scott Hannon live with Charlie Kirk and the crew in Phoenix, Arizona for America Fest. Heading into Christmas. Remember our question of the day, what is evil? Describe evil. Text it or call us. More after this. Don't go away.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Women's head over the land of the free and the home of the brave. from sea to sea, I'll let it as well. Take your mandate.
Let free, that's Jackson Cole. That's the name of it. We're getting a lot of calls to the switchboard. What's that guy's name? What's the song? Land of the Free. Find it on YouTube. We'll put it on all our social media before the end of the day, too. But it's spelled Jackson, J-A-X-O-N, Cole. Not like North Dakota Cole, C-O-L-E. More with Jack Pashovic from Human Events. Let's talk about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. What impact do you see that going forward, just about the whole legal system and the reforms that will come from it, or exposing the fake news media? What's the role it's going to play, Jack?
It's amazing you mentioned that, because I'm here in about 2 hours. I'm going to be on the main stage interviewing Kyle. But the way I've structured this panel is I don't want to just interview Kyle. I said, I want to call up the people, because what was so remarkable to me is, yes, everything that Kyle went through, but then also the fact that all of it was on video. And it was on video because intrepid, brave, and courageous guerrilla journalists, independent journalists, guys with armed with iPhones and GoPros and roller skates and, you know, knee pads and helmets, were running along, putting themselves in harm's way, going where the fire was. As Andrew Breitbart used to say, walk towards the fire. These guys were literally doing that. And because all of this was on video, Kyle Rittenhouse, when he took up on that stand, he was able to say, look at this video, look at the people attacking me, look at me. It literally, and of course it's very traumatic, because it was traumatic. They were going to kill him. But to me, what's so amazing is, because people have taken up that mantle of citizen journalism and independent journalism, that they've realized the power they have with the distributed, democratized information systems that we have now, thanks to cyberspace, and thanks to the power of social media and the power of the phones that we have, the ability to broadcast from anywhere on the planet, that we can now disprove the fake news media. We can tell their narratives in real time, tell our narratives in real time, and get the truth across. And so what I said to these guys was, I said, look, I don't want to talk about, you know, the politics of necessarily the Second Amendment. I mean, obviously it plays a role. Self-defense, of course, plays a role.
Yeah, it was self-defense. Right?
No, 100%. But what I want to talk about, though, is the fact that citizen journalism is what saved the day, because you know who was there then and who wasn't? The corporate media, the influence media, the mainstream media, whatever you want to call them, they were not there. They were home snug in their beds, right? You know, sugar plum fairies. But, you know, you had these guys out there with grit in their teeth and dirt under their nails, putting their shoulder to the wheel, and they were able to not. So Kyle Rittenhouse, I'll put it, this is the way I put it. Kyle Rittenhouse saved his life that night. These guys saved Kyle Rittenhouse's life in that courthouse.
Did they ever? Andrew Hernandez, we talked to yesterday, amazing story. Didn't,
he'll be up there. He'll be up there.
Didn't know Kyle from Boo and ends
right,
up with
exactly.
A GoPro.
Yeah.
Right. So
it's just this. And look, you know,
how's he doing, by the way?
He's doing well. He's doing well. And look, I'm a believer, and you know, and I'm also a veteran, and I've had a you know, a little bit of firearms training, and in particularly with mine was an M4, but the AR-15 is similar. And I don't know, there's a lot of guys in the military who came to me and they said, Jack, we watched this video. We don't know that we could do what Kyle did. And what was his training? They say he doesn't have any training.
Wasn't his gun?
You know, he had shot his friend's gun once,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You know, shooting at some targets in the woods. And, you know, hand in my heart, you know, I do believe that somebody on high wanted Kyle to be able to make it through that night, and then also to make it through this ordeal, and that God was in that courthouse and in that jury room, and that's why we got the answer that we did, to be a symbol to the whole world that truth does matter.
Officer Potter is on trial.
Yes.
Reminded me of Kyle Rittenhouse taking the stand,
yeah,
in which she did this week as well. Now, this is a law enforcement officer,
right.
who is trained to just realize who's bad. The victim in this case, I shouldn't say the victim, because he really chose his own fate by not listening, but the person they believe she murdered or is guilty of manslaughter for didn't listen to a thing. But shouldn't there be a different standard when we're talking about law enforcement? Should she be on trial for manslaughter, do you believe?
Well, you know, I've looked at that video in the Kim Potter situation. This, of course, is the one where, you know, she thinks that she's pulling or drawing her taser, but she actually ends up drawing her gun. She yells, taser, 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 and then fires, thinking that she's firing her taser, but unfortunately had actually drawn her, I think it's a Glock, and then fired around and killed the individual, killed the suspect in this case.
Trying to save a fellow officer.
By the way, she's trying to save a fellow officer. He was not complying, all of which is true. I think it's an honest mistake. I think that was an honest mistake, and I don't know how a situation like that could necessarily be considered murder. Now, when it comes to, you know, the specific law and the state and the way, you know, the way manslaughter is written, or in some states they call it, you know, third degree murder, as they consider manslaughter, you know, to me it looks more like that kind of a situation, because I do believe, and, you know, just watching the video as many times as I have, I believe it was an honest mistake. I don't think she had any intention, and you can hear her, you know, she's kind of screaming afterwards, what have I done, you know, I can't believe I did that. And you know, your heart goes out to somebody like that on the stand, because what a tragedy, right? You know, you've got someone who died accidentally, and then you've also got someone who, she's lost her career, 30 years of service, she's, you know, on trial, and she might lose her freedom over this.
And I find it interesting that most lawyers that are defending somebody would say you never, ever, ever take the stand in your own defense. Kyle Rittenhouse clearly was a game changer in doing that. And now she took the stand in her own defense as well. You think we maybe have a paradigm shift going on in the legal world here?
I think we do, actually. And I've actually said the same on the podcast, that because of the willingness now of the mainstream media to push these narratives beyond simply reporting the news. They are telling you the story, regardless of what the facts are. You know, and the great Jerry Spence, criminal defense lawyer, had a beautiful line about this. He said, facts don't win cases, narratives win cases. And I think that because the way the media has personalized this stuff, you know, there's no idea of having an unbiased jury pool anymore. They've already heard one side of the story. The only way to really be able to respond to this is to tell the other side of the story. And who better than to bring up to tell their side of the story than the person who actually experienced it?
Last question. I need to let you go. Busy day here at America Fest, and you'll be on the stage soon in this great panel, which I'm really looking forward to just talk about the corruption of the media. If people want to follow you on Twitter or anywhere else, they need to know how to spell your name. So first, give me the heritage. What's the your
Polish?
You're Polish.
Yes.
All right. So
believe me, we understand communism a little bit.
Yeah, no kidding. But that's fascinating. So you're Polish, and spell that name for folks.
Sure. It's first name is Jack, J-A-C-K. Last name P-O-S-O-B-I-E-C. Jack Posobiec. You can follow me Twitter, Getter, Rumble. I love what's going on in Rumble. And you know, when I talk about Rumble and Getter, people say, I don't know if I can trust those. They're new. I said, look, head for the lifeboats. It is time to establish your presence in safer waters. And as I say this as a Navy veteran, you know, the storm is coming, so it's time to look for safe harbor. And I really believe that particularly Rumble and then also Getter in terms of the social media side, these are the places where conservatives are going to be able to be allowed to be found, as well as populists or really anybody who's just willing to put out information that goes against the mainstream narrative.
Would you opt out of a Facebook, of a Twitter, or is it time to just say, I'm going to go to those news sources and let the old big tech go?
I'm not going to leave the battlefield, because the battlefield is dangerous, you know? I believe that I'm going to stay there, and I'm going to continue my stand, and I'm going to continue to fight. But I do understand that they are picking off people one by one on those front lines, and that's why I've got my escape plan ready.
God bless you for your service then and now, because what you're doing is still a big part of the fight. Thanks, Jack.
Great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. God bless and Merry Christmas.
Love that guy.
Isn't he great? He's great. Human events is where you get the most of Jack Posobiec, but a real good friend of Charlie's. Very, very wise fella. Great coverage. More after this.
In this season of giving, give a life-changing gift to yourself or someone you love. Give the gift of education. What better time than now to complete a bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or tailor your education with a certificate from the University of Mary. With classes available online in the evenings or a combination of both, your degree at Mary will fit into your schedule. Give yourself the gift of a flexible, affordable education from Mary. Learn more at online.umary.edu. Online.umary.edu.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained, they're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932, family-owned, veteran-owned. Call now, 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A New York City jury has begun deliberations in the sex trafficking and perjury trial of Ghislaine Maxwell following weeks of testimony. Defense attorneys maintain she is a government scapegoat for crimes committed by Jeffrey Epstein. Prosecutors called her a sophisticated predator. President Biden will address the nation today as a nervous country awaits leadership on the reemergence of COVID-19. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
For those who choose to remain unvaccinated, he'll issue a stark warning and make clear unvaccinated individuals will continue to drive hospitalizations and deaths.
White House COVID response team member Jeff Zients.
For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death.
Biden is scheduled to talk at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. It should be noted one person has been confirmed to have died from the Omicron variant. He was from the Houston, Texas area. Merry Christmas week to you and your family. We are USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
What's on your mind? Live from America Fest, Phoenix, Arizona, day two of our coverage. But we've been here since Saturday. We'll be here tomorrow as well with more coverage. And Charlie Kirk, too, just to tell you what, there's going to be a lot of coverage of this. And more than anything, it's really a Christmas gift to America. It's sending an army of happy warriors really out on the battlefield to fight the battle versus good and evil. It's our Christmas question of the day today. What's evil? What do you consider to be evil? When we're fighting a battle of good versus evil, who's the good, who's the evil in that battle? You got to have a good guy, you got to have a white hat and a bad hat. And this is our Christmas question of the day, which doesn't sound real Christmassy, but it is. Because even look what, you know, Jesus, a Savior being born on Christmas Day, faced in the way of evil before he was even born, obviously, and absolutely after he was, because that's the Easter story. But this story has a good ending. It's got a good ending. And we have a battle for this country going on. Could be in oil, gas, could be in lignite, affordable, reliable energy, agriculture, waters of the U.S. Pick your issue. This is about government control, vaccine mandates, mask mandates, all of that battle. This is a battle, folks, for freedom. And what we have here is 10,000 students from all across America engaged in that battle. And, you know, the 30-somethings here, they sit in the back of the room. VIPs don't exist. They're here, they're donors, but that's above the 10,000. And they're watching this and marveling at it. It's amazing. But it is Christmas. And so the Christmas question of the day is to think a little bit about that. And you can text me. You can call 701. This is a text number. 237-1590, 237-1590. Or you can call 24/7 to answer the questions. 855-200-1776. No waiting. Leave your message right there.
Speaking of Christmas, the Magical Medora Christmas Show continues today, tomorrow, and Thursday, 7:30 p.m., Bismarck High School. The last three shows. Get tickets at Medora.com or call 1-800-MEDORA-1. Do not miss the show. Buffalo Bill Sorensen, a good chunk of the cast of the Medora musical. Check it out. Bismarck High School Auditorium, 7:30 tonight, tomorrow night, and Thursday night. All the details at Medora.com. All right, who's next? A sheriff. We can't, with this border situation, leave Arizona and not talk to a sheriff that's fighting this battle. Sheriff Lamb, who is the sheriff of Pinal County, Arizona. And by the way, Arizona is not getting the attention it should be getting with the illegal immigrant invasion that is happening. Sheriff, paint our listeners a picture of what you're dealing with right now.
Well, you know, it's good that you mentioned that, because all through, well, Texas was in the limelight. We continue to have the same problems. Now, it's increased a little bit in places like Yuma. I've had this problem since this administration took over. It's been a disaster, and it hasn't changed for me. Every day has just been busy, busy, busy. So Arizona's been consistently on the map, unbeknownst to a lot of the American people, and you're right. But it's a real problem.
And I'm hearing Yuma just by the fact that the sheer number of illegal immigrants based on the population is almost overwhelming. Tell us what you know about that.
What Arizonans and Americans need to be concerned about is when you push those caravans through, the cartel loves that. Because now all the Border Patrol agents, the CBP agents, and the ICE agents are busy dealing with those people that are showing up claiming asylum at the border, what we call give-ups or layups. And what that allows the cartel to do is push the military-age men, people with criminal histories that have been sent from this country back to their respective countries for crimes they committed, and now they're coming back through the desert and they're pushing drugs in through it. I tell people all the time, this shouldn't be a political issue. Shouldn't matter whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent. This is about human beings, and the cartel are abusing these humans on a daily basis. They rape the women, they use the children as pawns, and oftentimes abuse the children, and they extort the men and force the men to carry drugs. And that should matter to every American, whichever, regardless of your party. That's why border security is important. That's why I fight for it every day, because what happens in our backyard today will be in your front yard tomorrow in America.
And I've been to the border 3-4 times, a couple in Texas and at least one in Arizona. I can't even remember, but I've seen it up close firsthand, and it is really scary. I don't get the sense the average American's paying that close attention. I don't know if there's just too much bad going on or there's not enough media coverage of it, but does that worry you that we aren't? This should, like you say, Republican, Democrat, this should just be an American thing, but it doesn't seem to me you have enough folks that have your back.
It does worry me, but that's why I take every opportunity to go speak anywhere I can across America. I want to talk to people about what we really see, the truth of what's happening, not what the media wants you to know and not what politicians want you to know or don't know. That's why I go out and try to speak truth wherever I can, tell people what the reality of the border situation is. I think Americans are waking up right now because of the fentanyl crisis. Over 100,000 Americans. Arizona, fentanyl is a bigger loss of life or cause of death than COVID is. So I think America is waking up to a few things, but we've got to start pushing that emotional stories of Americans losing their lives because of what was trafficked into this country, whether it's humans or drugs.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that a lot of our audience is in the Midwest and along the border, Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota. And I've heard from, Customs and Border Patrol folks that they are literally peeling off already limited assets at the northern border. And, of course, to help at the southern border, which that's like a triage. But in the meantime, back to your point about the cartels, drugs especially are trafficked over the northern border. I mean, that's opening that up. Tell us about how they get those drugs in here.
I just had a conversation with one of our senators here in Arizona, and he was talking about how he had pushed the DHS to put more resources in Yuma. And I said, that's great, but you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. You're leaving exposed other areas, and the cartel knows this. This is exactly what they want. They want you to leave exposed the areas where they can push drugs across the border, whether it's on the north end and especially on the southern end of America. And it's affecting every American. This isn't an Arizona or a Texas issue. This is an American issue. I saw a video the other day where there was a line of men coming through, crossing the border, and there was somebody with a camera and saying, asking each one of them what state they planned on going to. You know what? None of them said Arizona. None of them said Texas. They were all inland states that they want to take their product into those states because that's where they get the most amount of money for the human product and the drugs. So this is an America problem far more than it is a border issue for us here in Arizona. We fight it because we're trying to stop it from coming to your communities across America.
And is it enough for Senator Kelly and others to push? That seems to be milquetoast to me. I mean, push, he could be a hard no on everything the Biden administration is proposing, and it would change overnight. He, because he's in a swing race here in Arizona, has more power than probably any of the other 99 senators. Don't you agree?
I asked him point blank. I said, look, talking to DHS and Mayorkas is not good enough. They're not getting it done. This has to go. You need to call out the Biden administration for their failed policies. Until Democrat senators and congressmen start to call them out for what this is, which is a disastrous failed policy, then we're not going to be able to fix it. And it was very disheartening because I didn't feel like that was something that they were willing to do yet. And politics is still playing a part of this, and it's sad to see.
Because human trafficking, the invasion of fentanyl, not to mention where these, you know, illegal immigrants are going and what that's doing to those communities and social services and all that's inhumane to them.
Absolutely.
Right? We got a COVID wave now coming again, supposedly, with Omicron, right? That's the latest, scare the daylights out of everybody before Christmas move that's going on right now. Yet the least tested population is the 2 million people that have come across the border. What is that all about?
You're mandating vaccines to the men and women who have been working hard for this country the last 2 years. Your nurses, your first responders, your blue collar people we kept working through this whole thing. You mandate the vaccine for a lot of those people who put in that work for the last 2 years, but you don't mandate any vaccines. You don't even test the people coming into this country legally. That's how you know it's a political issue, and they don't care about America. It's not America first for these folks. It's about control of American people. It's about power. And until we, the people, send a message to these elected officials that we no longer want them in there and that we want people that will serve America and put America first, we're going to continue to have these problems.
Last quick question. Would you describe what you know of how this works? When an illegal immigrant comes across the border, and whether it's a sheriff or whether it's local law enforcement or CBP, they go to a processing center. How do they get where they're going?
We take them there. The government's putting them on buses, planes, taking them to cities across America. You know why they do it? Because if they left them all here in Arizona, then we would, which they don't want to be here first and foremost, but let's say we put them in one state. America would realize really quick we have a big problem. But if you distribute them throughout America in communities all across America, 1,000 here, 2,000 there, America hasn't caught on to the fact that this is a disastrous policy. The cut is probably already too deep for America, but we're going to continue to fight every day. That's what we're doing as sheriffs. I started an organization called Protect America Now. Please check it out, protectamericanow.com. You can come stand with us, sheriffs. We are standing up for the rule of law. We're standing against bad policies like what we're seeing on the border, and we're standing up for the Constitution and the constitutional rights of the people.
Yeah, I'm glad you're doing it, that's for sure. The federal government writing checks to the non-government organizations, then funding voucher packs and tickets really suggests that the United States government's become a travel agency now, because these people can go wherever they want to go, right?
Well, they can go wherever they want. They are a travel agency. They're destroying this country. They don't have, like, it goes back to America first. I mean, I know that really is the crux of this.
Well, it shouldn't be, by the way, too controversial words,
no,
but because Donald Trump said them, it is.
Right, and I'm not saying it because it's Donald Trump. I'm saying it because, although I think that he was an example of putting America first and policies that were working, especially on the border. Donald Trump's policies, President Trump's policies were great. They were working. You can never eliminate all of the border issues, but make it as easy as possible for Border Patrol and us to do our jobs. They've completely overwhelmed us. They've created chaos for communities across this country and for law enforcement. And I hope the American people send a strong rebuking to this government that they are at wits' ends with them.
Sheriff Lamb, thanks for being the patriot you are, and continued success in this ongoing effort.
God bless you. Thank you for speaking up, too. Appreciate it.
That is Sheriff Lamb of Pinal County, Arizona, our guest at America Fest in Turning Point USA. Thanks, Sheriff.
Wow. I can't imagine having his job.
Do we need more people like that?
Oh, amen, bro.
Wearing the badge? And you know, it's a time in America where really this is the only thing that's going to, sheriffs being what sheriffs are constitutionally able to do, that's the game changer right there. We need it, and especially on the border. And this is not just a southern border issue. This is a northern border issue. You know, this is really, 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 really important. It is. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. If you're traveling for Christmas, stop by, get registered for the Bison Game Day giveaway. Two $500 certificates going out the door before Frisco, and great food, lowest price fuel around. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent ya.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's Equipment Auction Team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hank in North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bells will be ringing.
Bells are ringing to bring us really good news, not bad news, good news. The reason for the season, Christmas is here. And in this season of giving, You can give a life-changing gift to yourself or to someone you love. It's called the gift of education. Through the flexible and affordable options offered by the University of Mary, you can complete a bachelor's degree, you can earn a graduate degree, or you can tailor your skills with a certificate at the University of Mary. Earn that degree. Earn a new path for the future with the University of Mary. And guess what? The degree comes at your schedule. That's the beauty. It comes from the University of Mary. Online.umary.edu. Find out more. Online.umary.edu. And remember, when you apply, use the promo code SCOTT to waive your application fee. Okay? That's right. Texture says, any person that isn't America First is evil. Evil. We've been asking that question. What is evil? What's good? What's evil? Put that in the context of what we face in America. And it's the Christmas question because Jesus, the Savior, faced evil. Of course he did. That's the Easter story, but it also started right away. Remember, King Herod wanted him killed as a baby, sent people out to do it. And the three kings said, oh boy, we probably told him too much. Angel tapped Joseph on the shoulder and said, hey, dude, you got to get that kid out of here because they're coming for him. And they had to flee with an infant baby on a donkey. That's evil. That's evil. I just want you to think about that when you think about what is evil and what we face. Texter says, any person that isn't America First is evil. A little strong there, a little strong. Again, I think that I understand America First. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I don't want to get into the weeds today. What is evil? BLM is evil. I get it. That's evil. That's absolutely evil. Totally get that. Somebody also said, you know, this is a little strong. I heard you ask today's question about good versus evil. I know this isn't very nice, but evil to me is Joe Biden and that administration. Every time the man speaks to the country, you can just see his disdain for the people that he supposedly is supposed to be working for. Everyone in his administration goes right along with that evil and the true definition of evil. You don't have to put this on the air, Scott, but I've said it before. Many of the people I know agree. The evil person in this world is Joe Biden. All right, well, your opinions matter here. They do. Answer that question. It's our Christmas question of the day, all day today at 855-200-1776 or text me at 701-237-1590. I go nowhere, anywhere in the country without advocating for North Dakota. So my next two guests are the family behind GoodRanchers.com. And I want to know if they have some North Dakota beef here. So let's find that out. So, guys, I can order beef in a box, and you tell me it's the best stuff ever. Is that right?
Upper Choice and Prime. Yes, sir. All American, 100% American farms, 100% American ranches. That's what we do.
Where do you raise these cattle?
All over the Midwest. So right now we're sourcing out of North Texas, Oklahoma, Iowa, Kansas, Colorado.
Any from North Dakota?
Not currently, but we do rotate the farms around depending on their supply.
So if you can find a partner in North Dakota, South Dakota, you'd be up for it?
Yeah, absolutely, man. We're always looking for ranches. They have to maintain a certain standard of the cattle on how they're raised and how they're processed, but we're looking nonstop. Yeah.
So how? What kind of standard? Just throw out what if I was a rancher, you'd say, hey, Scott, do you do it this way? What would you say?
Well, they got to be pasture raised for the first 18 months of their life, so all grass fed, right? And depending on the diet that they eat, they got to be certified keto friendly and kosher. So there's a lot of things that go into that that can't really talk about right here. But, yeah, there's a lot of standards, yeah.
That's awesome. We'll tell folks to go to GoodRanchers.com, connect with you.
GoodRanchers.com, yes, sir.
And how has Charlie Kirk changed your business?
Oh, man, he's wonderful. It's been a great sponsorship, and we wouldn't be here without him. So we definitely appreciate Charlie. He's awesome.
The business is booming?
Yes, sir, absolutely. We are doing the best we can to keep up, that's for sure.
What's your thoughts on country of origin labeling? I've heard different mixed reviews on it where there's a, you know, different people in different parts of the beef community and stockmen and everything have a cattlemen have a different position on it. I've heard some research that scares the daylights out of me that says You put the best cut of meat ever and a big old American flag on it and put one next to it for a buck cheaper, and more consumers buy the one for a buck cheaper. Do you think that's still true?
Yeah, right. And country of origin is where we got to be careful, because a lot of our we are the only subscription-based meat company that is 100% North American. So a lot of our competitors, they say made in America, but that only means that they packaged it here in America. A lot of the beef from most of our competitors is sourced from Australia, New Zealand, and South America and Brazil. So just because it says it's from America doesn't mean it's North America, and that's what's hurting American ranches. 20,000 American ranches went out of business this year.
Unbelievable. That's criminal. And then the Packers, obviously, what a scam that is to have the foreign-owned Packers. This is, people need to wake up to this. So sounds like you're saying country of origin labeling isn't what it's purported to be.
Right. There's a lot of misleading words on boxes that people just don't know. And they look at it and they'll say, oh, made in the USA or whatever, and it's bad.
So. Yeah, it is bad.
Tomorrow we're going to have the dad that started all this on the show, and it's a neat sponsor. I want to be able to buy North Dakota, South Dakota beef, but I think these guys have a model. So ranchers, we're looking out for you always. Farmers, ranchers, folks fighting for affordable, reliable energy and American oil supply. That's America first, and that's good, and all day long I'll fight for that. I can't believe we have to go, but the good news is, if you're listening to Flag Family Stations, Charlie Kirk's coming up, and we'll have more of it tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. God bless you from Phoenix.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
We're kind of here in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.